Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
Gentlemen, fellas, I mean, you know, I know the guy's on vacation, Giuseppe D, but an extra 25 minutes in the waiting room, I could do another 10, 15, but I don't think we've been delayed to the degree of 25 minutes.
You know, you guys don't have kids. You don't understand what it's like.
Oh, okay? It's the kid car.
You guys, and now where is Joe? Is Joe here?
Joe's in Lake Tahoe. We're all over the place.
But is he here in the room? I don't see him.
You can't see him?
I am here. Yeah, I am here.
He's there all right.
I'm here, baby.
Really? I don't believe
it. Cutsy, can you see Bear Down?
Oh, I can see Bear Down.
Is this not the most?
And Bear Down, I see Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Mikey. I love him. By the way, I just want to start off by saying that Vacation Mikey V is one of my favorite Mikey Vs that you'll ever find.
Yeah.
So to the point where I'm willing to bypass the 20-minute grace period because I know he's making efforts. He's done this in Colorado. He's now doing this. I don't know where the hell he is now. So, but Mikey V on vacation is a special, special breed.
But it is.
I'll tell you this. Okay. It's the most. Do you see the flags that he has? I mean, this has to be one of the most ridiculous, over the top flag setups on the beach. It's the most Jersey Shore vacation. I mean, look at the flags he has behind. For those not
I gotta
watching,
say it's honorable, man. Like how he set that up. That's I would never be able to do that.
Neither would I. It's ridiculous.
It takes a lot. So these first of all, the beach cart that I rent in like March. I reserve it in like February or March for this 1 week. I rent a beach cart. It's a $130 rental of a beach cart. It's the biggest beach cart that's assembled. If you wanted to buy this beach cart, it's $1,300. I rent it for $130. Me, two other guys. We bring the flagpoles. We bring the tents. We got the three tents set up side by side by side. So the whole family, everybody's family and kids, they got shade. We do it right. Yeti chair. How you doing? The Yeti chair.
It's unbelievable.
We do it right. We do it right, guys.
But who's setting up the flags, though, Mikey B? That's what I'm wearing. Who sets that all up?
That falls on like a very, very short list of people, myself included, because you got to have Old Glory at the top. Obviously, the American flag has to be at the top. then you got Italy. Then you have my alma mater, Ohio State, underneath that. And then you have the Bears underneath that, just out of, you know, in case, you know, anybody, you know, is a Bears fan, they want to say hi, commiserate, and I put the Bears flag at the top.
Commiserate.
You know?
It looks like a tailgate. It looks like you're at Soldier Field right now.
Well, the cocktails are flowing, Bobby.
Now, Beardon, where are you right now? Are you the Jersey Shore? Where are you?
I'm in Diamond Beach, which is right between Wildwood Crest and Cape May, New Jersey, which is all the way down at the end of New Jersey. It's like the last exit. Bob is probably familiar somewhat, I'm sure. Bob?
I have an idea. Never been, but yeah, I have an idea.
Okay.
Now, and you know what I actually find very impressive, Beardon, and it's a tough thing to do. Like with me and Joe on the road, it's hard to do. To get the gym session in the morning, tough thing to do.
So I tell you what, though, if you had a kid, it'd be easier because Dom wakes up at like 6 a.m. So when Dom wakes up, like inherently, I'm just up at that point because the vacation, you know, you're squeezed for space. You know, I don't have my own room. I'm sleeping in a room with Dom. So it's like Dom wakes up, then I'm up. My mother-in-law watches Dom, and then I get to go to the gym early before everybody gets up and, like, you know, things get crazy. So, you know, it works out. It's good, though. You got to do it.
If you can get it in, it's hard to get done, but if you can get in the vacation workout, it sets yourself up for the best day. It's the best feeling walking out of there, even more so than if you're home. If you get that vacation workout, you earned whatever you got coming that day. And from what I'm seeing there, I mean, it looks like you got
There's a lot coming.
Oh, Bear, are you using the Yeti cooler? Is it working out handy?
The Yeti cooler is here. Joseph, it's in the background. You probably can't see it, but yeah, the Yeti cooler, Yeti chair, Yeti colster, everything is Yeti's really missing out on a golden opportunity. They really are. That's neither here nor there.
How many times have you messaged them?
Never once, Bob. You know, you. This is a pretzel job by you. I've never messaged Yeti.
It's nothing to do with pretzel job. By the way, there's nothing wrong if you do message them.
Maybe you should message them.
Yeah.
Maybe you should.
Now, I don't see anything wrong with that.
I've tagged them. I've tagged them before, you know. I've sent a tag out there.
Yeah, the subtle tag doesn't always do it, though. Sometimes
the tag ain't going to get it done.
I don't need to roll. I tell you what, though. I think we have to address the fact that Joey Coldcuts.
That's where I was going next.
Let me tell you, is there anybody hotter on the planet right now hanging out with Travis Kelce and Mahomes?
That was just one of the funniest things. Mahomes? I'll let you take it away. I was going to go right there next. I mean, that to see Cutsy on NBC was the funniest. In the caddy outfit, too, was one of the funniest fucking things I've ever seen. And just surreal.
It was, I think that's the best word to use, Bob. It was this week. By the way, we need to come back here next year. We have got to be here. It is just like the coolest environment I've ever seen. Now, Bob, you've been to the waste management. I think this is even crazier because you have all people who are of relevance in one place at the same time, and they're having fun because like none of the players have started OTAs or training camp or anything. So it's like their last hurrah before they get out and they really start focusing on the season. And they are just having a blast. It is just the best. I met Aaron Rodgers. Josh introduced me to Aaron Rodgers.
No.
I mean, the only fanboy experience I really had at one point.
That's a bucket list for you.
And I had breakfast with Josh's agent, and we had to go back, and it was a shotgun start. We had to get ready to go. And so I go to see where Josh is, and I look, and he's next to Aaron on the driving range. So I, like, kind of go up. I came to get the bag, and Josh sees me, and he goes, "Hey, Aaron, I want to introduce you to somebody." And I'm like, oh my God, this is going to happen right now. So Josh goes, "This is Joey. He's my caddy. He's killing it on YouTube right now. He's the biggest thing on social media. And you got to."
Wow.
So Aaron comes up to me. He's got like his golf outfit on, the man bun. He's got his new tattoo. He comes up, hands his hand out. He says, "I'm Aaron. Nice to meet you." And we chopped
what's
it
his
up.
New
like,
what's his new tattoo, Joe?
It's a little obnoxious. Bear down, you're gonna have a field day with it. It's on his wrist here, like this. It's like two bears and a triangle diamond. I don't know what it is.
I think that's bears on his forearm.
Well, I'll show you what it is. It's strange. But what I'm saying is not to focus on the tattoo, but I'm sitting there and I'm like talking to him, and I regret I didn't ask for a selfie, but it wasn't the time or place. I didn't see him after that. But then I played later that day with Jerry Rice, and Mikey V told me all time favorite player at the beginning. And so, by the way, Jerry could not be a nicer guy.
No, bro, this guy, Bob, this guy, you want to talk about a guy who's just an absolute gentleman?
Yes.
Jerry Rice was talking to me as if I was the celebrity and he knew me my entire life.
That's awesome.
That's how nice Jerry Rice was. And then we were going to end the conversation and my father walked in because he was helping us with the move. My father walked in and obviously my father got me into football. And I go, "Dad," I go, "do you want to say hi to Jerry Rice?" And my dad was kind of like, "What are you talking about?" Turned the phone around and Jerry said hello to him. And it was just that's like a once in a lifetime. Like, and Joe lived that the entire weekend. I think Joey's going to have so much juice next year that Josh Allen is going to have to caddy for Joe next year, I think.
That shit was even just like seeing him on NBC was the funniest fucking thing. It's
By the way, Mikey, I told Jerry, I said, "Do you mind doing a video for my friend?" And he goes, "Fuck the video. Why don't we FaceTime him? Let's call him right now." And I was like, I was praying. I was like, please God, let Mikey V answer the phone right now because it was so cool. But yeah, by the way, I will say Josh, we were talking about Josh, the nicest person I have ever met. Treats everybody with respect, signs every autograph for every kid, could not be to the point where I'm like, I wish he was my quarterback. I really, really wish he was my guy.
Shit,
and like, By the way, here's the Aaron Rodgers tattoo. It's lions. It's not. It's lions. It's kind of strange. It's like some kind of hieroglyphic Egyptian thing going
now,
on there.
Down. You know what they were going to go to? You know what they were going to go to, which would have been the coolest fucking thing. I think, Joe, you said it fell through for something, but Caleb Presley was doing the Sunday conversation with Rodgers and Allen. Did they ever end up doing it, Joe?
Yeah, so Perez went out one night and we were out all together with Garrett Clark, the GM golf guys, and we see Caleb Presley and Glennie Balls walk into the place, and Perez right away goes, that's Caleb Presley and Glennie Balls. So they see us, they see Garrett, they knew him. They just come over to our table, sit down and start ordering shots. Like, they're good guys. They're fun. They get after it. They're fun.
Yeah, time. I like both of them.
So I had to leave in the morning. I had to caddy for Josh early. So I was like, guys, I'm out of here. I'm getting out of here. Perez stayed till like 4 a.m, partying with Miles Teller, Caleb Presley, Baumgartner from The Office, Kevin from The Office, yeah. And then also was, Kelsey. He was partying with them all night.
Could you imagine being God. in a Tahoe casino? You're walking down the casino, okay? And you turn to your right and you see Miles Teller followed by Fat Perez, has got to be one of the most outlandish sights you've ever seen.
It's insane, man. And so Perez goes, oh yeah, the you know, Caleb and Glennie, they're gonna message me today. They're interviewing Josh and Aaron Rodgers. And they said, we can come over to the house to like watch the interview. I was like, fuck, let's go. So we got there. And the only problem was there was like a discrepancy between Aaron and the agent. They thought it was the following day. So Josh was there, did the interview. We talked, we hung out with them, went out with Caleb that night. And then Aaron rescheduled for the next day. So Caleb was like, you guys can still come the next day and join us. And I was like, I have got to be there. Like,
that would be fun.
Gonna have a chance to interact with Aaron and this and that. But Aaron then invited them to go to his place. And I was like, I'm not going to invite myself over to, like, you know what I mean? So it fell through the cracks, but it would have been great. Caleb is outrageously funny guy.
I was going to say I feel like with Barstool, there's so much of the Barstool talent and some don't do it for me. And some, there's few that just are really like superstars. I think Caleb's
one of them.
I mean, these Sunday conversations that he does is some of the funniest fucking, and I love the guys who really don't know that it's like a spoof. The guys where it's not as good as when they like buy into it, it's not as good. The guys who don't know it, it's fucking hysterical. He's a superstar.
Yeah, he's really good.
He's an absolute superstar. Yeah, I mean that whole weekend, Joe, just watching that was fucking, it was just hysterical.
You know, my favorite moment, Bob, of the whole thing was we were on the 17th hole. That's when we got filmed for NBC. It's me, Patrick, Kelsey, and Josh. And by the way, I wasn't like the other caddies who were walking down the side. Like, I'm walking with them the whole time. We're joking. We're laughing. Like, Patrick is a nice guy. Like, talking to me like he's known me for years. I don't know if they knew who I was. Kelsey loves our content. He loves the Bob Does Sports That'd and everything like one. That. He's like the Perez of the group. He slept like half an hour before showing up to the tea time. He's outrageous. And Josh and Pat both told me like he's out of control. But we get to the 17th hole and, you know, they're filming. We're shooting the basketballs and throwing footballs. And there's probably about, Bob, in the front row of like right near the tee box, like 30, maybe not 30, but like 15 to 20 guys. And they started a cold cuts chant that was so loud, like everyone could hear it. And I'm like, they're chanting for me. And meanwhile, we have Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Josh Allen, and no one's chanting their name. I'm like, this is just next level. And, you know, that's why I love the people who follow us, because they're just real ones. They really are. They're the best of the best. And I'll never forget this week. I really won't.
Kelce seems like an absolute, I mean, but I feel like too, also to be a tight end in the NFL, you got to be a little bit nuts. It's like a linebacker.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? But Urlacher was out there, Mikey V.
I said hi to him. I said hi to him in the high limit room. And I told him, he didn't know. And I was like, hey, I'm a friend of Mikey V's. And all of a sudden he looked over and he's like, oh, what's up? And I was like, we were supposed to do a podcast with you the other day. And he's like, my man, he was super nice.
This guy could still play. I mean, this guy, you could put this guy in between the lines. He looks massive. Even the announcers were talking about, this guy looks fucking massive, bro.
He's one of the greatest of all time.
I mean, would you take Ray Lewis or would you take Brian Urlacher?
I got to take Urlacher just because he's Urlacher. I got to take Urlacher. But that's no discredit to Ray Lewis. Could you imagine if these two guys didn't play in the same era? You know, it's just unfortunate that two of the greatest to ever do it played in the same era. First ballot Hall of Famers, both of them. So, it's splitting hairs. I mean, it's splitting hairs. Urlacher, different type of player, I think, in coverage. Ray Lewis, different type of player in the box. Blitzer, different type of style of a linebacker. Remember, Urlacher played safety in college. He was not a linebacker.
I can't stop looking at those. You asked me a
football
flags.
Question. Yeah, the flag.
It's the most just preposterous thing of all.
You don't want the traps are looking too good.
The traps are just looking. Let me tell you something, man. Whether he got that workout in or not, Mikey V, the traps are looking all time. Just talk about a guy that could go in between the lines.
Now, you don't want the kids to get lost. So this is, this is the home run season, right?
That's, no, a that's not a Northern Star. I don't know what is.
You could see that from Myrtle Beach.
Are people interested, like, or like intrigued when they see it, that they have to come by and like ask, like see who's in there?
So when they see these beach carts that we rent, number one, that's like the biggest thing because they're so absurdly big. So you'll see one. There's one on my story. It's outrageous. It looks like a Range Rover.
I want for the people watching on the audio, just so you know, he. It looks like you're at Soldier Field. It looks like you're at a tailgate. He's got an American flag backed up by an Italian flag, an Ohio State Buckeye flag, and then a Bears flag. It's unbelievable.
You know what I'm thinking, Bob?
Go ahead.
I'm thinking that for next year, we should get him a Brilliantly Dumb flag and he can add it to the repertoire.
Yeah, you know what? I thought about it and I need one.
I won't bust your balls at all, then, Mikey B. I won't bust you. Pull that off. I won't be busting your chops. I'll tell you. You know what?
Always for the brand.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, a word from our sponsor. Folks, as we all know, mental health is one of the most important things out there, and you got to do whatever you got to do to make sure that the mind and the body is right. And there's no better way to do that than BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp is online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat online therapy sessions. So if you don't have to see anybody on camera, if you don't want to, you don't have to go into an office. It's easy and it's affordable, much more affordable than in-person therapy. You can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. I know for me, it's always good to talk to somebody. It's always good to air it out, especially when that person is a professional. And with BetterHelp.com, you can do just that. Not only can you do that, but starting now, our listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/BDS. Again, 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/BDS to get 10% off your first month. Take care of your body. Speak to somebody. Take care of your mind with BetterHelp.com. You know what he said to me the other day, Cutsy? I got such a kick out of it. We were texting during the Yankee game back and forth, and like he sent me this Bears jacket that he was going to buy, and of course probably bought it. And he said to me, he's like, yeah, bro. He's like, I just hate supporting this organization and like spending money on this organization. I'm like, Mikey, then the next morning, Dom comes to breakfast and you see Dom with a Bears hat and breakfast. I'm like, Mikey, if you saw your basement, the amount of money that you've given to the Bears organization, he's paid fully for Devin Hester's years.
Maybe the Bears had some more loyalty like Mikey V in their organization.
Right. You couldn't see that.
I'm going to say it. It's true.
He's dead.
If they had some people in front office who had the passion that Mikey V had, they'd probably be at least a playoff team by now, if not a Super Bowl contender. That's for sure.
Am I crazy to say?
The passion.
Am I crazy to say, maybe this is outlandish, but if you gave Mikey V, okay, say you give Mikey V the GM job and he doesn't have any other job, he doesn't have to do the podcast, that is his sole requirement is the Chicago Bears. I don't know. I almost feel like he could pull it off. I really do. Like, I really do.
It's a tough job, Bob. There's a lot that goes into that. That's not a
question. You know what, though? I have built a network. I would bring in a hell of a supporting cast. I would. I'd have Alex.
Who'd be your first head coach?
Head coach, I don't know. I don't know who my first head coach, but I tell you, my staff would be comprised. I would have Adam Rank, Alex Brown, Urlacher would be on staff. I would Spice Adams would be on staff. I would have quite a staff assembled. I'm telling you right
just
now.
Just went a little south. You don't know the quarterback. You want Spice Adams before you even get
I'm talking about the coaching staff, Bob.
Coaching staff is what he's talking about.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Mike V could kind of hold his own. But the Bears organization thing, when he said that he's done supporting them, like spending money into him, and you think about his basement, it's to me, it's I think it's unbelievable. I really do. Now, what's on the agenda? Do you have everything planned out? Do you plan all the dinners out and everything like that?
Yeah, so we have a couple reservations for the rest of the week. We're here for six more nights, and we got reservations probably almost every night. And, you know, we stayed on the beach until 4 or 5 o'clock, drink, and then we bring the kids up, we shower, we get changed, go out to dinner, come back, go to sleep, rinse and repeat. We're on the beach probably from 11 to 5 every day.
I'll tell you, it's one of the best feelings of all time is the post-beach, you're on vacation, you go to the beach, the shower after. That's
with an ice cold cocktail right after that. You hop out of the shower.
Yeah, or maybe a little beer shower too.
Do you go in the Do you go in the ocean? Are you an ocean guy, or do you just hang out on the sand the whole time?
I'll go in the ocean. I'll go in the ocean.
You bring Dom and them in?
Yeah, I bring Dom in. Dom loves it. He goes crazy.
And then me and Cutsy, I mean, it's off. Cutsy's coming from Lake Tahoe, and then me and Cutsy are off to Nantucket for 3 days, which I'm excited for Joe to see.
Traveling we did that continues. Last year.
Yeah, that's a big rally. That's a big rally. And rally you shall. You'll absolutely rally. But Nantucket, to me, we went last year, and that's when we decided that we were going to do this every single year. Well, I mean, Joe, you are going to be in just it is.
You'll is it that good, or is it just like fun and you guys are like talking it up a little bit?
It's awesome. No, I really don't feel like we've talked it up. I mean, it is such a it's such a prestige place. It's just, it's nuts. It's an absolute zoo. It's so much fun. It's high end. It's a fucking blast.
You know what I like too now is I was talking with the Corona reps. Between me and Perez, we got really close to with a lot of the execs. They said now moving forward, anytime we have a party, we have something to go to, or we're doing something, just to let them know the address and they'll send us as much Corona as we want.
You could send Bob, them to my
beast today. And I asked them for like 7 12 packs to send to Showtime.
Good. So. Tell them to send it down to Diamond Beach, New Jersey, because I could use about 14 cases.
Don't tempt me, Mikey V.
It won't be hard to find them. I'll tell you that much right now. I mean, you'll be able to.
FedEx will find them in a second. It'll be the quickest delivery ever.
You can order Postmates. You can send the Domino's guys out there. I mean, you could do.
Imagine the Postmates. You know, like the special instructions. Find the flag.
Find the flag. Four flags. One of the most unbelievable. It's the most. Even the gym that Mikey B was at this morning that he put on his Instagram story, the most New Jersey gym of all time.
Oh, bro! When I walked into that gym, I got to tell you, Bob, I was like the smallest guy in that gym.
No,
this gym was just monsters, bro. Monsters. Are you kidding me? Yeah, bro, just huge juice bag Jersey monsters everywhere.
Now, the Mikey V of like 5 to 6 years ago, 7 years ago, would he?
I would have held my own. You know what? I didn't do bad today. I was throwing around some weights on the bench press, some heavy dumbbell presses today. I held my own. But these guys, I mean, you got these guys in their prime, and they're just. And then you got the older guys who are just, they've been lifting for like 40.
Yeah, they always have the brace around the hip. They always have the belt around.
Knee high socks.
Yeah, yeah. But some of those guys are just, those are things we talked about at the other show. They're just too big. Like some of these guys, it's just, you know, enough's
they're
enough.
Huge.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's outrageous.
Now, Cutsy, Ticket mentioned something into the group chat, and I think it would be hysterical. I think it would be so good. I don't know what the actual bet is. Maybe he was inspired by Chestnut, but Ticket, our producer, along with the Jet on the Brilliantly Dumb Show here, how many hot dogs did he claim that he could
get? Now, I'll ask Bear now his thoughts on this. He's not a big guy. He's not known for eating absurd amounts of food. Ticket thinks he can eat more than 8 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Crazy. No way.
With the buns?
With the buns.
No,
there's no chance. I told him, I said, I'm sorry. I'm not to mean that I don't want to support you or anything, but like, Bob, you and I, we did 9 hot dogs in 2 hours and we were throwing up our guts. Like these guys are, I will see Joey Chestnut.
Are we talking Thuman dogs? Or
I was going to say, I thought the Thuman thing was hysterical. I did. I knew when the show ended, I'm like, there's going to be so many people message me about the Thumans to back up.
Did they?
TV. Oh, did they ever? Yeah. I mean, Yeah. It's bare down. Yeah.
But I will say, though, like Ticket thinks he can do more than 8 in 10 minutes. I'm like, you're averaging a hot dog a minute, basically, if you're doing that, because you got to do 9. And then on top of that, you're eating the buns. It's like we did 9 in 2 hours, Bob, for our challenge. Yeah. And we were throwing up our guts. Like, so then the other question is he going to do it without throwing up? Because these guys who are doing the challenge, they're not throwing up mid-contest. So, like, if he's forcing himself to throw up, that doesn't count to me. You can't start doing it and then force yourself to throw up and then keep eating.
You got to
go through the gauntlet. You got to eat all those hot dogs. Now, if you throw up naturally, that's a different story. But I just don't see it happening. I wish him the best. But
I got to tell you, that hot dog eating contest – I people enjoy it and think it's like something really cool. And I'm disgusted by it.
It's disgusting.
I really am. I mean, I get it. Like, it's a marvel that Joey Chestnut does what he does. But at the end of the day, I have one dirty water dog. And like, if it's not a Thuman's, I eat a hot dog, it repeats on me for literally an hour. Like, it repeats on me for an hour or two. This guy eats 70 dogs. Like, it's just
nuts. In 10 minutes. If you actually think about it, it's mind-blowing what this guy's putting his body through. And how about the chick who did 40-something hot dogs in 10 minutes?
Yeah, she got it. Really,
oh, my God.
You know, when that thing finishes, they got to be pulling the trigger. Like, when that thing's up, yeah, really. No.
Now, Bob, what we should do – sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. What we should do is live stream it with you coaching him on.
Oh,
would be hysterical.
I think it would be a
riot. That would be great.
You know, the last
I'd
challenge
tune in for sure.
That we did live on the show. It was one of the funniest fucking things. When Jersey Jerry did the hot chip challenge, I'll have Ticket play some clips from that because it's so good. He did the hottest chip in the world challenge and then gave his pick for the week. Here he goes. Jerry, you got to give the pick while you eat the chip. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Jerry.
For the pick. Like the Eagles Giants game.
How does it feel? How hot is it?
Oh, it's bad. It's bad. It's real bad.
Tell me why you like the Eagles, Jerry.
I just think I like the over, Bob, in the Eagles-Giants game Thursday night.
That, to me, was one of the funniest fucking things, I mean, I think we've ever done. I mean, I think it was so...
We haven't done a challenge since Mikey V and Paul Swan, so I think we're due for another one.
Yeah.
Now, I think Ticket coming on, doing the hot dog challenge, we should maybe pick a time this week. Even when we're in Nantucket, we could do a live stream.
I think when we're in Nantucket, it would actually be Or... I almost think it'd be funnier to save it for air. It's like to save it for the Brilliant Dumb Show to where we're watching him here.
And live do it?
Yeah, I think that might even be better.
Like next week?
Yeah. I mean, I think that would be, but I do know Ticket is going to bump the number up because once he knows that it's for the show, he has to bump that number up, because I agree with you, Joe. There's no way that he's.
I think in 10 minutes, 5 hot dogs is reasonable. Now, even still, that's doing a hot dog every 2 minutes. It's doing a hot dog every 2 minutes. You know, like, it's not like in. I don't see him doing 9.
I'm telling you right now, and you're gonna laugh at me, but there is a difference between like what kind of hot dog are we talking?
Totally.
Are we talking a dirty water dog, or are we talking like a deli quality dog? There's a big fucking difference.
Well, Bob and I had like the big brats. Those things were horrible. Like, they were like the size of 2 hot dogs in one almost. So yes, that does make, that's a good point, Mikey.
Those look like thumas, like big deli style hot dogs. There is no way Tickets doing 8 of those in 10 minutes.
No way.
Now, it's small, dirty water dog. Like, maybe he could scarf it down. I don't know. I don't know what type. I've never seen him eat. I could usually, if I Mikey, see you eat like one, a couple times, I could tell you if I think it's going to happen or not. Never seen him eat, so I don't know.
Ticket can eat.
Yeah, but he's not a huge eater. He's not like you know, a guy who's putting back like a ton of food.
I'll say this. If Bob told me he could do it, I might believe him. Bob could put it down, bro.
I think Bob could even do more than Ticket.
Yeah, when Bob gets let off the leash at like an open table, like buffet style, like he goes off. He doesn't stop.
But the things like I can do to a Holly V spread is,
that's what I was gonna say. Like, he came in the house, started, and then like the day progressed, and this guy just had another plate and another plate. And like, maybe the plates weren't gigantic, but he never stopped. It was just the quantity. It was incredible, really, because he's not a big, he's not, he's like heavy at all. He's in good shape.
He's an absolute beast.
But you know, you said to me, Mikey, I got such a kick out of it, and I never even thought of it. Like, when I went back, whoa, Cutsy's got a little boxer action there.
My battery's at like 14 minutes left. I didn't realize, so I'm looking for an outlet.
Cutsy just flashed a little leather there for the folks.
Well, you relax with the leather, okay? We got to get the top 5 going, Bob. I got 12 minutes going left on this before we're going to no power.
Yeah, we can go into the top 5. But Mike, what did you say when I went back for like another plate, and like I was so pissed at myself for going back for another plate? Like, you said to me something like, you've never looked so Jewish in your life or something. You said like the way that I like walked back.
Bro, what was that again? The way he sashayed into the kitchen. It was like one of those. It was like a slow, deliberate shoulder shuffle. Like, I can't believe I'm doing this again. Hung his head and just sashayed into the kitchen.
Oh, jeez.
And me and Nikki Smigs just looked at each other simultaneously, and we're like, wow, if that's not an old Jewish man, I don't know what is.
He really is. He's become an old Jewish guy. That's it.
I love him for it, though. It's so refreshing. It really is.
Forgot about that. Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the Brilliant Dumb Show to let you know that the Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by First Person. We all want to turn back the clock. For some, it's for vanity. Others, just to relive those glory days. I know I do, but you can't do that if you don't have your mind and your brain in the right place. I would love to wake up every morning with zero brain fog, a clear mind, and be as energized as I was when I was 22, 23, and you can do that with First Person, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a big nostalgia guy. I like to think about the good times. I like to have a clear mind, remember things the right way, take care of myself. Thanks to First Person, I can take a more active role in my brain's overall health. First Person supplements made with functional mushrooms aim to stimulate the body's natural production of specific neurotransmitters that trigger activities like energy, mood, and sleep. 3 damn big things right there. Start improving your brain health and cognition with First Person. Take it from Bob himself. It's a no-brainer. Get 15% off your first order by going to getfirstperson.com and use code DUMB. That's getfirstperson.com. Code DUMB for 15% off your first order. Again, getfirstperson.com, code DUMB. Start taking care of your brain today. You want a clear mind. You want a clear brain. You can't go wrong with First Person. We will get into the top 5 here. Cutsy put out this top 5, and I liked it. And there was no backlash at all, which is
It was the first time we put out one idea, and everybody was simultaneously for it.
Very, very rare. Yeah, that doesn't happen often. I think I could go ahead and start. You boys are okay.
Yeah, so let the people know, what are we doing, Bob?
Yeah, we're going to be doing top five nuts. Again, that is top five nuts.
All you got three of them right here.
Yeah. All types of nuts out there, gentlemen. All types of nuts. 5-1, one being the highest. I'm going to go number five. This one, I got my top four nuts that are no-brainers. The fifth nut is where I had a little bit of, I'm going to go hazelnut at five, just because what you can get from it. I don't mind, like, if there's a little hazelnut creamer, you know, you could do desserts. I just think you could get a lot out of the hazelnut. Give me hazelnut at five.
I'm sorry, I have to sidebar here for a second, because when you say top five nuts, you're talking about eating the actual nuts, not the creamer that originates from them, Bob, or what kind of dessert. Like, we're talking the actual nuts. Like, I think you're, but have you ever cracked open a hazelnut?
Very few in my day.
Never, ever. I'm going to call you on this right now. There's no chance you've ever eaten an actual hazelnut.
Look, I think a lot can come from the hazelnut. Okay. I think
you all right, continue.
I tell you what, if we're nickel and diamond, the first nut choice at number five, we're in a lot of trouble.
We're off to real hard.
All right, go ahead.
This is where we're going to heat up, gentlemen. Give me the almond at four.
Give me
the almond all day long. Give me the almond at four. Number three is one of my favorite nuts, but the ones above it are just slightly better. And I don't think this nut gets enough credit. Give me the cashew at three. I think cashews are good. God, do I love a good cashew. And again, cashews are very expensive.
Yes.
All nuts are pretty expensive, to be honest.
Yeah, cashews are up there. I think it's got to be one of the more expensive nuts. Number two, give me the peanut. I mean, baseball game, peanuts, all.
I tell you what, are we allowing peanut?
Yes, we're allowing peanuts.
Possibly, but why would that be up for question?
It's not, it's a legume, it's not a nut.
I'm allowing peanut. I'm allowing peanut.
Okay.
I'm allowing peanut, yes.
I'm just saying, do you know, like, people who are allergic to nuts are not allergic to peanuts necessarily, because a peanut is a legume. So I just wanted to make sure that was clear.
General consensus, if you think nuts, you would put peanut in that. That's fine.
I'll tell you this. I didn't want to be the one to say peanut and get castrated.
No, you're not.
Since we're talking about nuts.
Look, I'll say this. I'll tip my cap when it's time to tip the cap. I think the hazelnut scrutiny is warranted. I get that. The peanut, peanut's
merited.
I think we got to let fly. Number one.
Peanuts in my prime. There you go.
Number one, me and Cutsy got these at an airport, and I've never seen Cutsy so happy to get them, because they were they already shelled them out. There was no shells to them, but you could have them with the shell. It's part of the process. I think we all know. Number one, Giuseppe, let's do it on three. That's one, two, three.
Pistachio.
All day long. I mean, just a wow. Mikey V doesn't love it, huh?
I think it's a good call. I think the pistachio is a great nut.
Yeah, I think it's an all-time nut. Joey D, we'll let you take it away from here.
All right. I know I say this normally, but I look through this list top to bottom, and it's a solid list here. You're hard-pressed to find a nut that doesn't belong in this list. So I'm going to start out number five, give me peanut at number five. I do like the peanut. I think
it's low, Joe. That's
I know it's a top peanut. Five nut for me. It's I mean, it
deserves
it's
one, more respect.
I'm sorry. I'm going to put it at five. Five is the peanut. Okay. Number four, we're going to move on over. We're going to go to cashew. I think the cashew is a great nut, especially when you can eat an extensive amount of them. That's a tribute to a good nut. And when I'm watching a football game or something, a bowl of cashews goes a long way.
You guys had a few cashews in his day, right? Behind Mikey.
He's checking out the bear down flags there.
Joey Volps.
Look at this guy having a good time, man.
All right. Moving forward, battery level still low here, Bob. So number three, we went peanut, cashew. Number three, I'm going to go almond. I think an almond is so good. I think it's versatile. I think you can have it at all times of the day. It's a really great nut. Then number two, I'm going to go with Bob's number one is the pistachio. I think the pistachio, for me, it's just such an identifiable nut, the green texture. It's just so good. I've had it since I was a young kid. It's a great nut. But it's not better than my number one. And my number one is, to me, it's just delicious. I could eat buckets of these things. They're so fucking good. Pardon my French. Number one, give me the macadamia nut. I think it's undefeated. Wow. You have those Maui mountain. Luna, the Maui Luna ones from Hawaii. I could eat those things by the can. They're so tasty, so delicious. They're amazing. So number one, macadamia. That's my top five, and I feel like I'm gonna do well this week in the voting.
I don't know if I've ever had a macadamia.
Oh, Bob, if you've never had a macadamia, that's a damn shame because it is
an elite game changer.
That's an elite. Nut. You got to go, that's Bob, go to Ralph's nut. And look for like the Hawaiian ones. It's called like Maui Luna or something like that. They come in these little jars, these little cans, and they're so addictive. You could eat like 50 of them.
That's an expensive nut.
It's a damn good nut.
Oh, looking at a bucket here for $39.
They're not cheap, Bob. But there's a reason why. They're good. Look,
I mean, shit. Okay. Mikey V, stage is all yours, sir. By the way, we appreciate you coming in from vacation. Special stuff. No problem. Really is.
No problem. Number five, hello. Pecan. Give me the pecan, number five. Number five is pecan pie. I think pecan is an underrated nut, and it's very good solo, standalone pecan. If you've ever snacked on a pecan, it's a very good nut. Give me pecan number five. Number four, macadamia. Joe, I back you all the way on the macadamia nut. Tremendous nut. Can't go wrong with it. Very expensive, but worth every single penny. Delicious nut. Number three, give me the cashew. I love the cashew play. Cashew is a great nut. No qualms with that whatsoever. Number two, almond. I think almonds, anything, chocolate covered almonds, by the way,
yes,
absolutely delicious. The M&M almonds, if you ever had almond M&Ms, I mean, almond M&Ms are special.
Very special.
But the best nut, and since it's allowed, it has to be, because of the versatility, peanut M&Ms, honey roasted peanuts. Peanuts in the shell that you crack open at the ball game. Peanut to me is the top dog. If we're allowing it, it's got to be number one. No exceptions. The peanut number one.
Tell you what, boys. Fun episode. Relaxing, free-flowing. Cutsy, unbelievable stuff out of you this weekend. Mikey V coming here from vacation. You got to see the flags if you're listening on the auto. I highly recommend you turn on to the YouTube. And also, folks, do not forget Prize Picks. Come riding with the fellas. We are ready for you. Promo code the boys is going to get you a free $100. It's going to be matched again. We got stuff going on now. All eyes on football season. We ride the Mikey V train. Sprinkle in a little bit.
Eight weeks.
I sit back, relax, and enjoy the show unless things go really south. Get the football season coming. Again, fellas, just tremendous stuff. Like, comment, subscribe. This is the Brilliantly Dumb Show. That's Joey Coldcuts. That's Mikey V. I love you, boys. I appreciate you, boys. Till next time.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com. Tom.